Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
It's okay.
Welcome
you don't
to Bushy Can Be Very Red. Boring Town in the Union. Never red. Happens here. The most interesting thing is the shed we meet.
Nothing ever happens. The show we meet about.
Why are you in Buckfast Lane anyway?
Mine's lovely.
Bushy, do you want to come to Buckfast Lee? The most boring town in the universe.
Thank you.
Mine's lovely.
There we go, that's enough.
Nothing.
Because Buckfastley is a strange town. 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 Because Buckfastley is a strange town.
We went to the Valiant Soldier, which was a pub, now it's a museum.
That was really cool.
Yeah. And we walked around there, looked at all the museum-y stuff. Then we interviewed a guy in the back, and he said some things about what he did when he was a boy.
All the different places he went to.
And because he used to be a firefighter.
Yeah, in the church that burnt down, he was...
Yeah, he was a fireman when it happened, so he went to go and put out the fire and stuff.
It was really cool.
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And they had to go get the hose pipe from all the way from the bottom of the stairs to the top.
And also, they went out at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and it finished at like 6 o'clock at night. So it was like a really, really long time putting out that fire. And that's what we did at the Valiant Soldier. We also went to a nursing home.
Yeah, that was cool.
Talked to the ladies there, that was really nice. Oh, they were very friendly. And they'd been in Buckfastley for most of their lives. They talked about their old jobs and what they did when they were
fashion and dancing. And
oh yeah, everyone went dancing. I wish we could still do dancing now. It'd be really nice. We've been editing recordings and recording dialogue.
And cutting and pasting and
things.
Basically, our story is about two friends growing up in the 1950s in Buckfastley. It's a very heartwarming tale full of joy and friendship.
Yeah, and so sad and it's lovely. You'll love the people in it.
You will laugh and you will cry and you will make new friends in this amazing world of Buckfastley.
Come and visit us. We're not a bit crazy.
Sound Art Radio, 102.5 FM.
Our radio project, it's about... I think it's pretty much about different generations and how they're different.
Okay.
Like... What kind of things people do now and what they did then.
Oh, okay. I've put my memory hat on then. I can't remember.
Well, we'll be 90. There, 90.
Soon. End of the year.
Wow.
And I am 93. But we've stayed friends all these years.
Yeah.
And we've always been friends.
Cycled together to work because I lived over... Near a Buckfast then, didn't I, on top of station mum.
When I was a teenager, a long time ago, we used to play on bomb sites. And the beauty of it was that we were able to play away from anybody.
I hung about with my friends. We sometimes used to get into trouble, just like nowadays, really. Get told off because we were hanging around in the park and making too much noise. But we weren't doing any damage or anything, just having fun. together. It was the 60s when I was 13, and it was the Beatles and all that stuff was about, and the Rolling Stones and the Mods and the Rockers, sort of rival groups.
Things that I did when I was a youngster, between 12 and 13, was great fun, but we had the space, and this is the problem with youngsters today, and it isn't their problem, it's our problem, that there is nowhere now like a bomb site that they'd actually go and play and make a noise and enjoy themselves without upsetting somebody. The play areas that are now in the building, the housing estates, aren't big enough, and so there's always that friction. So I've got a huge sympathy for the youngsters of today, because they haven't got the freedom that we used to have.
We'd have to feed the calves and feed the chickens and all those sorts of things, get the cows in, occasionally help with clearing up after the milk. I didn't have to, because I was the youngest, I didn't actually have to do much of the milking myself, but I'd sometimes have to help clear up afterwards.
Hello. My name is Victoria. What's yours?
Namiko.
Are you new here?
Yeah.
When did you arrive?
Yesterday.
Welcome to Buckfast Lee, the most boring town in the universe.
Thank you. Why is it so boring?
Nothing ever happens here. The most interesting thing is the shed we meet in sometimes. Do you want to come?
Maybe.
It's okay if you don't want to. So, why are you in Buckfast Lee anyway?
I'm living with my aunt.
Is she nice?
I suppose.
Mine's lovely, but she can be very scary. So do you want to come or not?
Where?
The shed. We meet about 4:30.
Okay then.
Pushbiking. I've done a lot of pushbiking up to the woods, Henbury Woods, around the town. I used to ride it onto the moor. There's different times then. I think you can go out on a pushbike on your own, where today, you know, I mean, you never know who's around or nothing like that there. But around about the age of 13, pushbiking was one of the things. I used to climb trees. I used to love climbing trees. Being free, being able to do all these things you can do. I used to walk.
Well, we used to get in groups, didn't we?
Yeah.
And all meet and go out and met our future husbands that way. You know?
Yeah.
And I can remember going up, we used to go up Wallaford Road, up to the first gate of the moor. I don't know if you know where I am. Go up Wallaford Road. Keep going until you get to the moor.
Hello?
Boo! Sorry, thought you were Lily. She'll probably be here soon.
Who's Lily?
One of my other friends. She's really nice.
Alright. Hey, what's that?
Probably a record. Ted, who comes here, is completely obsessed with music. Yeah, it's a record. Mona Lisa by Nat King Cole.
What does that sound like?
I have absolutely no idea, but it's probably alright.
Alright then.
So why are you living with your aunt? Where are your parents?
They're gone.
Huh?
Deep hill, 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 deep h
being free, being able to do all these things you can do. I used to walk. Because I used to live partly in Buckfast Hill, so I used to have to walk in over the hill, down the side, deep hill, and spend the morning in there and around, and then walking around the town, you know, talking to people, and just doing freedom stuff, like, you know what I mean.
What did you call the hill?
The road that goes between Buckfastleigh, like the bottom of Glebans, goes into Buckfast, is known as, we know it's Deepy Hill. But it's actually Hill. I only just found this out about 3 weeks ago that it's actually known as Deep Way. Deep Hill. So they dropped the W in the A, brought Y in closer to the E, so they just made it Deep Hill. So we've all known it as Deep Hill. Like my mum and father know it as Deep Hill. Deep Hill. And all the older people here. Deep Hill. You know. Deep Hill. Deep Hill. Deep Hill. Deep Hill. Deep Hill. Deep Hill. Deep Hill.
Yes, that was really nice. But the uniforms were boring. The best thing about school was lunchtime, because it was single-sex schools. So in the lunchtime, we'd go and kind of watch the boys. One of the boys is called Harry Yorick, who turned out to be an English international football player. Which was quite nice. But it was silly having single-sex schools. It's ridiculous.
I went to a Catholic school in Buckfast. I was taught by nuns.
Okay, what did I do when I was 13? When I was 13, I was in secondary school and I had to wear a silly school uniform with a tie. So I had to tie my tie every day and I played football with my straw hat, so it got incredibly out of shape. It was really boring. It was a bit like Torquay Grammar School. It had a pleated skirt and it had a stripy tie and it had a stupid felt hat in the winter because it was a grammar school, and it had woolly tights and black shoes. But the netball kit was quite good. I was captain of the netball team and that was much cooler. Yeah.
Thank you for showing me your shed on the weekend.
It's okay.
It was cool.
Can I come again?
Yes, sure.
Afternoon, children.
Good afternoon.
Right. It's going to start our new work today on travel and journeys. Would you like to get out your textbooks, please? So, would you like to turn to page 42, please? Photographs of the boat. You see one very interesting picture of a boat sinking there. Some boats sink, don't they? You know the story of the Titanic. Or, Amika, your parents' boat, that sank, didn't it?
Amika. Oh my gosh, your parents died!
I didn't know that's why she was living with her aunt. Miko!
I was born. Where are we? A cottage over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah. Except for the war years, I've been here all my life. You know?
Yeah.
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 We used to dance, didn't we?
Oh, dance. Yeah.
Where did you have your dances?
Up the town hall. And I remember years, and I wasn't all that old, I suppose, they had the town band used to play for the dancers, and it was sixpence to go in, and the noise, you can imagine what a town band's like in a hall.
I used to make a beeline
for town vocal. Oh, did you? Don't put much on your choice.
Very nice.
I know that person in that song.
Which one?
The one with the...
one with the waggly tail. Oh, I love your dress. It has lovely checks on it. Both of our dresses have got grey on them. It's very fashionable.
At 14, it was like very sort of circular skirts that went out, and you had to wear a lot of petticoats under them to make them stick out, you know. And then when you used to dance, because it was all sort of beatbop or whatever it is, you know, jive and that sort of thing. When you went round, when you were jiving, all the skirts used to go round and you could see all the petticoats, you know? So that was quite good. And I used to make all my own clothes. So that was about 14, 15 when we had the... And then when I got to 16, it was the pencil skirt, what they call the pencil skirt, which is a straight skirt, much like you've got on now. Yeah, straight like that. And it was, when I worked in London, they all went mini skirts. So it was pencil skirts up to about there, you know. What else did we used to wear?
Which is Oaklands Park, Glebelands, Barn Park, yeah. You know, there. I don't think there's anything down this end of the woods, is there? Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the well.
Hey.
Is that a farm or a house?
Where to, dear? Up top?
That's a farm, isn't it?
That's the houses as you go up towards the church on the left-hand side. Where can I say? This is this corner. This is known as Fiddler's Green. That's at the top of. Go up over the hill, didn't you? Towards Buckfast. Turn right at the top of the seats here. Do you know what I mean? At the top of. Are you with me?
There's the steps.
There's the church steps. Yep, that's right.
That's the radio mast.
That's right. The radio mast at the top there. Yeah, this is
that the one that burnt down?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there that day. I was in the fire brigade.
Really?
July 21st, 1992. Yeah. Yeah, I got called at. We got called at 4:10 in the morning. Yeah, we got there 4:10. We got there 4:10. When we got there, the roof was well alight, so it was difficult to do. We only got 400 gallons on the fire engine. Ashburton were about 2 minutes behind us, so the firing that on. So what our job was to get to the closest hydrant. And the closest hydrant was there. Mm. Roughly that white spot is, if you imagine the road. So we had to run hoses down through here, down through church steps. That's not a 5 minute job. It takes a hell of a long time. You know, take you about half an hour. Well, this don't stop burning. It don't wait for you to get your water on. So that was that. And then the second hydrant, talking about the hydrants, is if you put the, it was roughly there. There's a hydrant near outside the sun. Mm. And that had to be run down through there and through there and in. Mm. So, of course, by the time we got all that water on, as well as the fire engines, like you said, coming from all over the place, Timoth, Buffy, Tracy, it was burning well. Wrong verse to say probably, but it's a very interesting subject to talk about. And one of the books we've got, which was the guy who was supposed to be coming with me today to talk to you as well, he actually did a book on all the newspaper cuttings of the fire. You have seen there's a lot more, and there's all about Satanists and people about burning it down. There was a church in Modbury that got burnt. There was another church somewhere else in the area that got burnt, and then obviously the church on top of the hill, which went right down. So we could remember further back than I can, you know, but I can remember back to about 1970. But, you know, is there anything you wanted to?
How old were you when you sort of turned 13? Well, obviously, you were 13. Let me rephrase that.
Okay, you've got the bad element, but we had then as well.
Yeah.
I grew up with Teddy Boys and Rockers and Mons, you know.
Yeah.
And you go down to Brighton and there'd be riots. But the majority of people that I grew up with were just ordinary youngsters who wanted to enjoy themselves and didn't go out to upset anybody.
No.
And you don't go out to upset anybody. It's the people that look at you and think, oh my God, there's look at that crowd of youngsters. I'm frightened of them. And if you walked up to them and said, have you, you know, you spoke to them, you'd find that, like you are, really decent people.
Yeah, it's a shame they don't have more to do for the children, I think. They could do a whole lot more, don't you think? But especially for teenagers, I think. Because they've got nowhere to go, have they? You know, I mean, we used to have coffee bars. But there's not a lot of coffee bars about, is there? So it means they have to go into pubs. And also, there's not a lot of open spaces for them to play football. And they can't play football in the street. They're not allowed. And they can't play football sort of in the playground at school. So I think, you know, they need more open spaces. Parks.
Buffersley, like I say, in Buffest, and you know, doing so many different things, and touch wood,
well,
never really getting into trouble.
Time.
I never really found trouble as something that I was really into. Being kids, really. I think children, you know, children today, as well as children, youngsters, whatever you want to call them, you know, I think they're made to grow up quicker. They can enjoy their childhood. You know, I mean, I enjoyed my childhood to about the age of 16, you know, doing all these different things and everything else. Yes, things do move on every year, but on the whole, you know, doing all these things that you do, you know.
In Fruitcake, Amika was played by Cheyenne and Victoria was played by Calypso.
The Old Lady was played by Artemis and the Teacher by Lucinda.
Fruitcake was directed and produced by Calypso and Cheyenne, who, with Jake, Isaac and Jared, recorded the interviews.
Musical sound effects by the Coles.
Special thanks to the Backfastlian District Society and the Valiant Soldier Museum.
To staff and residents at Redmond Nursing Home, to Mary John Graham and all other contributors.
Fruitcake was produced for Sound Art Radio. Find out more at www.soundartradio.org.uk.
Well, life is what you make it, isn't it? If you can.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.